I just come to thee. Dear Lord, the time that brings us back to Him is that we have touched someone that wrecks us. And we come back because when we're with Him, there's no experience like that. And when we don't find Him, we feel so miserable. Misery is not finding Him. And we see this lover, which is really us, the Song of Songs. He comes to court us. And when He first courts us, we think we have control of ourselves. But His person captures us. And this love, it makes us do things we don't want to do. We never plan. Whoever plans to give up their future? Whoever plans to love someone else more than yourself? How can you love more than yourself? He's so attractive that eventually we can love Him more than ourselves. I don't know about you, but when I miss Him, to me it's a wasted day. It's hopeless. You know, this Song of Songs, this book has intrigued me, the love story. It's our story. Let Him kiss me. You got kissed this morning? With the kisses of His mouth. They must have kissed each other quite a lot. Later on, she tells her, she says, under your tongue, it's like honey. That's the Lord saying that. Milk and honey is under your tongue. This kiss, this intimacy, takes us on and on. And when she couldn't find Him, she's like a sick person. We all are sick. We all need to become sick with love. What about Him? He's the mighty God. What is His response to your love with Him? Just looking from the throne? One, He says, you're altogether beautiful, my love. He's telling you, young people, yes, we have a lot of problems. But He's saying, David, you're altogether beautiful. He wants a response from us. Then He says, you ravish my heart. You we would ravish God's heart? Has there been a group of Christians that have ravished God's heart? May there be? Can you imagine that the Lord Jesus' heart can be ravished? He's so in love. Which is worse, being sick or being ravished? He's more sick than we are. He's not interested in this or that. He wants somebody to love him. So morning revival is two sick persons coming together. God needs us more than we need him. In this, otherwise, you think he'd go to the cross? What he did that for? Just for fun? So I don't know how to share this. Because I see him as a... He's divinely human. We just like to keep him divine. But he's divinely human. He's just like us. And he says, turn your eyes. Don't look at me like that. Your eyes, when you look at me like that, overcomes me. And one of the best examples of this is Mary. Very interesting. The greatest event in the universe, resurrection. The resurrected Christ. We take resurrection as something apart from him. Who discovered resurrection? It's a sick woman. She's so sick, it looks like she's not clear. And her only cry is, where is he? Not, what about the coming kingdom? What about this? Where you laid him? Bawling at a graveyard, maybe 5 a.m. Her only cry is, where is he? Our morning revival is, where is he? We don't find him. I'm like the brothers. She comes running. No. The tomb's empty. The brothers run over. They look at the empty tomb. Oh, yeah. That's right. He told us he's going to be raised on the third day. Yes, that's resurrection. An empty hole. Many times, my time is just facts. But I miss that person. The Lord touched me one day. He says, you know the doctrines. But your being is so crusted up. I had to repent 2 weeks straight. Lord, take away this crust. I want to find you. All these years, I thought she's not clear about the resurrection. She's the clearest. Resurrection is a person. We don't have items in the Lord's recovery. We just have one wonderful person. You know, when we were young, we got caught by that verse in Psalm 24. Who will ascend to the what? Holy hill. Zion, right? Who wants to be overcomers? How many want to be an overcomer? Those with the clean hands and the pure heart. You know what he says after that? It's a generation that seeks his face. That's all. A whole generation just seeking his face. Not this. Not that. On her side, when she couldn't find him, and I have a little experience of that, sometimes we can't find him. She says, the Lord said to her, open to me. Can you imagine? He's telling this morning, Howard, open to me. Just open to me. Stop everything. Just open to me. You're too busy. Open. Just open to me. Please, won't you just stop everything and just open to me? Amen. Dear lover, open to me. Then she opened. I do that sometimes, and it's too late, he's gone. But he's still around. Train me to open to you, Lord. It's him. Overcoming, morning revival, prayer reading, preaching the gospel. Everything's him. There's no topics. She prayed this. My beloved put his hand into the opening of the door. My inner parts has yearned for him. We wake up in the morning, saints. At least we start from the morning. Our inward parts just yearns for him. And nothing can satisfy that inner yearning but this lovely Jesus. You know, one time Bradley shared, he said, what is the significance of prayer? It's in the book now, but when I first heard it, it took away veils. Significance of prayer is to contact and absorb the Lord. Kiss him and absorb him. Did you absorb him this morning? Contact him. I tell my wife, you know, I have a terrible disposition. I wake up for myself, with myself, with a goal for myself. So I told my wife, I says, every morning, please just let me alone and shut the study room. I need some absorption. Leave me alone in the morning. I can't make it. I can't. And now, you know, you hear it, to be an overcomer. How many feel you can be an overcomer? I need him. And some may wonder, well, what about corporate time? Yeah, we have corporate. Anyone has the morning revival from last training, Song of Song? Anyone has that? Can I borrow it? I want to read you a sentence. Now, where is it, Lord? I think it's week one. Oh, yeah, this song. Okay. The entire Bible is a romance. What do you say? A love story. It's a love story. Of God falling in love with man. He fell in love with you. You know, when you fall in love, you have no other thoughts. You know, one time I had a brother in our brother's house, and, you know, nothing touches him. He's just strong. Then he fell in love with his sister. He never knew he had an emotion. So we were taking this sister home, and here comes a car. I thought it was a policeman. And there was this brother. He stopped my car. He says, I need to talk to this sister. I says, oh, yes, oh, go ahead, go ahead. God fell in love with us. That's it. And you know how when she went to school, she was carrying big books, and you never noticed that. All of a sudden she said, oh, those books are too heavy. Let me. She comes late, 5 minutes, made it in a meeting. I wonder what happened. Maybe she got sick, or maybe she got kidnapped. Before that, I'm getting ready for my testimony here. You know why we're afraid to fall in love with the Lord? It will make us do things. You're so calm, cool, and collected. When you fall in love, all the calm, cool, and collected is gone. You think you can give up your future? The more you try to give up, the more you hang on. The The more you try to hate yourself, the more you love yourself. You gotta see this one. So what did he do? He bring us into the inner chamber. Okay, let me finish this. God falling in love with man, and the Song of Songs portrays the love of Christ in his union with his individual believers. Okay? The entire New Testament stresses what? Body life. It doesn't mean we're not stressing body life. We're going to speak of body life until the Lord comes back. Not the individual life. But the Song of Songs stresses not the body corporately, but the believer individually. So I said, well, I feel like... Now this next statement should help you. It helped me. To have the body life, we must have the individual contact with the Lord. We must have. Without the individual fellowship with the Lord as a base, the proper body life cannot be realized. And that's what we're talking. We have no problem with this. Hey, one time, you know how Dick Taylor and I are two extremes. When we get on something, that's all it's in the universe. When it's morning revival, that's it. Boy, that's the whole Bible. So we saw corporate morning revival, 1978. Oh, we stirred up the whole church. Oh, boy. We stirred them up. 7 days a week, corporate morning watch. Poor sisters. If you don't come corporate morning watch, you're not an overcomer. Oh, yeah, yeah. One time I stressed it so much, so strong, the Lord made me sick. He said, okay, now you be corporate. I'm on my bed. He forced me to have individual. Then Bradley shared. He said, corporate morning revival is good, but individual is crucial. Not that I'm successful, but I've seen that because I went through the extreme. So the Lord, through our individual time with him, after she says, draw me, we will run after you. It says, the king brought me into his chambers. It's not our chambers only. It's his chambers. All of this happens in our spirit. And of course, you all know the verse, 2 Timothy 4:22. What does it say? How many, when you get in the up in the morning, all kinds of thoughts are there? Huh? How many this morning, when you got down, you stopped everything and you alone with the Lord? Or was it this thought? That thought? How many traveled to the moon? How many are from the East Coast? How many travel to the East Coast? How many times? Your future. How can you stop that? Praise the Lord. The Lord gave us his word. But you need to come with a loving heart. And the king brought me into his chambers. His chambers. It's not only my spirit, it's his chambers. A special place for you and the king. A place, there's no University of Berkeley. No cell. Not even spiritual burdens. Don't bring your spiritual burdens there. I come to thee, dear Lord. So the first mention of our spirit is in Matthew 5. What does it say? Blessed are those who are one. Don't come loaded up, Lord. Let me tell you how to administrate this universe, Lord. You know this one needs that. You know this one needs that. We come there. We become the dictator. Not just I come to thee. What I need is thee. It's not even to serve him. Just him. If you not tell me to do anything, Lord, I'm just happy to be with you. Are you just happy to linger with the Lord? Amen. Just let me stay here, Lord. Let me just linger with you. Let me linger here, Lord. What made you, Lord, to die for me? You ever ask that? You know my case. You know my problems. You made a mistake. You chose me. This is, I like that. This intimate time. Secret. Nobody knows. You know, when I was a kid, sometimes I get bothered. How many get bothered sometimes? You want to escape? Your spirit is a place where you can hide and escape with the Lord. You know, I love the world. I still do. My old man, my flesh loves the world. If you put me by a television and there's sports, boxing. I'm a brother. How can you get out of that? You? I'm the aggregate of the world. 6,000 years of work of the enemy. Remember the verse, looking away unto who? Looking away unto your strong self, you're going to pull yourself out, right? What is resurrection? Yes. You know what Watchman Nee says? In layman term for us, resurrection is something you can't do. If you can do it, it's not resurrection. Can you die and come back from the grave? That's resurrection. If you can get out of the world by yourself, I guarantee you, it'll come back again. It has to be him. So in Hebrews, looking away unto what? The author. He began this, right? You never thought this kiss will bring you into so many things. Imagine he kissed us horses. Oh, that's a lot of love for him to kiss horses. Well, his side, our side, marvelous. Here we are, horses. But that's okay. Keep kissing him. The horse's eyes will change. Let me read to you. Looking away unto Jesus. This helped me. Every time I struggle, trying to escape from something. The wonderful Jesus. You better say amen on the wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
Who is enthroned in the heaven.
Amen.
Crowned with glory and honor.
Amen.
Is the greatest attraction.
Amen.
Greatest.
Amen.
Attraction in the universe.
Amen.
After I got saved, my friend said, what happened to you? I didn't understand what to say, but I said, I didn't do nothing. What happened is God kissed me.
Amen.
How can we be the same after God kisses us? Like an immense magnet. Lord, turn the magnet on. The world's drawing me, Lord. Magnetize me again. He turns the magnet off. We're right back. But there's a magnet. Our job is to be magnetized every morning. Oh, magnetize me, dear Lord. I want to absorb you. I like my molecules to line up again. He's like an immense man drawing all his seekers to him. It is by being attracted by his charming beauty that we look away from all things. From all things. Other than him. Only his charming beauty. Without such a charming object, how could we look away from so many distracting things on the earth? I can't. I told the Lord, I says, you gotta be more enjoyable than the world. I can't make it. I just can't. You have to be. So every morning, I come to thee, dear Lord. It's good to sing. I come to thee, dear Lord. My heart does thirst for thee, of thee I eat, of thee I drink, enjoy thee. as he's singing, he says, "My heart, Lord." Something will touch you from the word. "My heart, Lord, my heart has been cold. Forgive me, Lord. That's why I'm miserable." In our heart, we have a new heart. When you got saved, he says, "I will give you a new heart and a new spirit." Our heart is like a compass. It just points north to God. You go to your classes, you walk around the campuses, this and that, it shakes the whole thing. You're like, oh, I don't know where the Lord is. You just calm down. Set it down. Get on your knees. "I come to thee, dear Lord." Then that compass goes right back. Whoa! I'm on north again. It's too late. You have a new heart.
Amen.
And this new heart only points to God. So you do something else, there's something pointing the other way. That's my experience. So I, every morning, want to come back. You must contact him every morning. We're just going to start for morning, but you're going to have the full day. It's a taste. You taste. It's a fragrance. You know, when something smells sweet, what happens to you? Smell comes from every direction, right? You get with the Lord, you get perfume with him. You go to your class, the perfume starts going out. That's the gospel. Don't worry, you love him, that's the gospel. They wonder why you're so... You know, when a person is in love, you know, there's thousands of people you look around. When somebody's in love, you go, whew. That's why when a sister gets married, oh, everybody wants to go, right? Because there's a fragrance. You're with the merchant. He's putting powder on you in the morning. In the chamber, in our spirit, that's the cleft of the rock, too. What did the Lord say there? My love is like a dove in the cleft of the rock, in the covert of his precipice. At that point, the Lord says, "Let me hear your voice, David. Let me see your countenance." It's not, "Boy, I've been bearing the cross all day long." Sounds like a Buddhist. "Why don't you bear the cross too? I've been. Don't you know about the cross, brother?" The cross is finding him. There, he says, "Nathan," he says, "let's fellowship in this secret place. Nobody's there, just you and I. Speak to me. I want to hear your voice. I want to see you. your countenance. Fellowship. So we get out to that place by being attracted. And I believe what Minor shared about using the hymns, I use a lot, to bring your whole being into focus. These songs are not doctrines. These are experiences that would bring us in. So even singing it, right? How many enjoy singing to the Lord? Sing along with Him. Oh, Lord, I would linger here. Somebody would call you for breakfast. No, I please send them away, Lord. You're my breakfast this morning. Oh, you're my sweet apples. Lord, I would linger here, still seeking after Thee. Continue in the word on prayer, till Thou dost flow to... This is three. Oh Lord, your face. And never depart. Brothers, too. Just to behold thy face. For this my heart doth cry, I deeply long to drink of thee, my heart to satisfy. In Romans 8:16 it says, we cry, Abba Father, is the Spirit witnessing with our spirit. Galatians says, He sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. Oh, we just don't release our spirit and just a heart. That's not right. It's both. So it's from our spirit with our heart. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. With feelings. Oh, you're my Father. When we call on the Lord, when we sing, it's from our spirit, through our heart. Amen. Our spirit and our heart. I like to sing these songs. Paul, where was the beginning, what you read to us today? Could you read that sentence to us? Amen.
We would like to emphasize the sanctity, since it can be a source of much blessing to the individual and satisfaction to the Lord.
Amen.
And because it is an exercise that is sorely missed and neglected, we would earnestly encourage all those who possess a copy of this book to use it together with their Bible in times of fellowship with the Lord. When we have fed upon the Lord in this world, it is well to express our experience of Him, for our praise to Him, in the words of a simple thing, singing it.
Wonderful, huh? So we want to introduce the hymns to you. All of us like to sing to Him, and we bring our being. I do that when I am bothered by so many things. I just get the word, get the hymnal, sing the word, brings a whole being into focus. One morning I was touched by my inward parts. I says, Lord, my inward parts. A tune came. My inward parts has yearned for Him. To my beloved I now open. My beloved's gone. Where are you, Lord? He has withdrawn. I open, but He was gone. But Lord, I am sick with love. You don't come. I'm sick. I'm sick with love for you. That's it. I'm sick. You tell me, do this, I'm sick. I can't do this. I can't do that. You're my only cure. You're even my medicine this morning. You're the one. I'm blaming you. You made me fall in love. No. I'm sick. You better touch me. Yes, I'm unfaithful in this, but I'm still sick. And somehow, He comes. Open. The whole universe may be bothering you. Hide in your spirit with Him. And it gives you a taste. This taste stays with you. Then I go to breakfast, and my wife cooks something I don't enjoy. For my health. But because I kiss the sun, there's a taste. The other words won't come out. The lover says, your tongue is like honey. I want to say something to her. Something else comes out. And the Lord says about her, your lips is like a scarlet thread. You've been confessing, appreciating His blood. I'm nothing, Lord. Thank you for this breakfast. You are my breakfast. You keep the taste. Then the breakfast tastes so good that breakfast becomes Christ. Ah, oh, hallelujah. The taste. Then you go on the campus. You hear things. It's not by duty. That taste. If you follow that hearing, that's not right, the taste leaves you. You pass the newspaper. The taste says, keep going. You stay in the inner chamber. He's called the sealing and the pledging spirit. It's a taste, a fragrance. Anyway, I better stop here. I don't know how to end this. Praise the Lord, we have a whole weekend. Anyway, at the end it says, who is she? Who is this who comes up from the wilderness leaning on her beloved? I lean on too many things these days before, but more and more as we come to Him, we lean on Him more and more. Pretty soon, Nathan, you be the Lord, I'm the lover. as we go on with the Lord. First it's like this. Then leave. Wherever he goes, I go. His feelings become my feelings. His taste becomes my taste. His thoughts becomes my thought. Leaning. And then it says, make haste, my beloved, to come. So one in an intimate fellowship. Starting with a kiss, getting into the inner chambers. Anyway, it's so good to see all you young people. So somebody asks you, what are you doing here? Just tell them you're sick with love.
Amen.
Then we become the Shulamite. Amen. Become him.
Amen.
How many are you glad you're becoming him?
Amen.
One day we wake up, I'm him. Wow. But it happens day by day. By this intimate, private fellowship. Then you become that white stone in Revelation, an overcomer. The white stone, a name written on it, no one knows. Only you and the Lord. We need this private, intimate, sweet, satisfying fellowship with him for the building up of his body.
Amen.
Okay?